Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection, and the last Sunday Reflection of 2020. And what a year it has been. My heart goes out to those people who have lost nearest and dearest to COVID or associated problems caused by COVID. And to people operating businesses or projects that, you know, prior to this were absolutely going and gangbusters, and since COVID have had the legs taken out from under them. Some very, very successful projects have literally been taken out because there ain't no customers for them at this time. And that must be really, really difficult to deal with. And I appreciate the pain of this. I really do appreciate it. COVID affects everybody. It's affected our business in many ways. I am not where I thought I would be this time last year. We have taken steps to sort that, and like everybody else, we are on the same journey. I'm also aware, though, part of me is very much aware, that the world did need a massive shift. It did need a full stop, a restart, because we were moving at a tremendous pace in probably the wrong direction. And while sudden shifts and changes are hard, they are easier to happen than long, drawn-out changes, because invariably, change is hard however it approaches. This is where we are. And hopefully change will be for the better. Hopefully we will move forward to something that is more sustainable, more enduring. The one thing that has come to me this year is I have done 3 virtual events this year. I did Living Beyond the Change in April, did Reasons and Results in August, and we did Spirit Duality in November. And those events, in a way, were all as a result of the circumstances I found myself in. Going into lockdown, living beyond the change felt, I was driven to put that event on. And Reasons and Results was there as we came out of lockdown in the UK. And Spirituality was more about that idea that we avoid our intuition. And maybe this is the time we need to start really tuning into it. So those were the places that I had gone to when those events came up, and how they evolved. And all of those events evolved out of pretty much intuition, actually. They were all very much spur of the moment decisions in terms of, like, there is something here about this, what is it? And it kind of formed itself. So I've had getting on for 100 conversations this year with some very clever people and very interesting people. And the one thing that has come to me, particularly now as we face 2021, is that I think humanity's got a bit of a choice ahead of it. You know, we've got a lot of things coming together, what with, you know, with the fallout from COVID, what with climate change, what with politics changing and shifting constantly. But the overriding thing for me is, what is it all for? What is the objective of humanity? What are we as a species looking to achieve and do? Because at the moment, or for the last few thousand years, it has literally just been about consumption and growing. Consumption and taking over more of the planet. And while that is what animals do, what we are developed to do. I do wonder if what is the next stage for us? What is the next stage of human development? Where are we taking this? And how do we come up with something? How do we something where everybody can get behind it? And I've no idea how that's going to work. But yeah, you can see when a group of when humanity's in agreement and working towards a common goal, what is achieved is amazing. And I think that is the one thing that's missing at the moment, in terms of that every country and most people are all working towards different goals. And the bigger picture is somehow not getting expressed or thought about. And I don't know how we get a bigger picture which everybody could align with. I really don't know how to do that. But I put the question out there. Is that, is it possible? Could we all be aligned with the same thing? You know, it's that lovely idea, isn't it? It's like if the extraterrestrials landed somewhere on Earth and said, what are you about, humanity? What's the most important thing to you guys? What would the answer be? Making money? That's the question, isn't it, really? What would that answer be? How would we, as a species, answer for ourselves? You know, I don't have an answer to this. How can I have an answer to this? How could we, as a species, because the UN probably, the United Nations probably, is the one organisation that does attempt to try and get some conversation going. But even then, they are racked with politics and problems and issues. And I do wonder where humanity is going, because I think without some kind of overarching plan, the future is somewhat uncertain. As they say, if you haven't got a goal, you're not working to a goal. Anyway, that's kind of my reflection today. It's what I realise is kind of missing or needed to be considered. And it's a conversation that will go on. And I think it's something that might come into the podcast in some way, or it may even come into an event in 2021. Who knows? Certainly, I am interested in the idea of future development and sustainability. And I have a couple of conversations planned in for next year on that conversation. So who knows where that might lead. So on the subject of goals, should we be setting goals for the new year? Well, that we clearly should be setting some goals for the new year. But I think what I would say is there needs to be a lot of flexibility in them, because I don't think anybody is able to predict what is going to happen this year or the coming year, given where we have come from. So that is my tuppence worth for today, and I would love some feedback from you or any thoughts you might have. And that is it today. If you are enjoying this podcast, do check out the website lifepassionandbusiness.com, because there are free resources on there, particularly the 5 questions workbook, which covers how the podcast questions are structured and how you can answer them for yourself. And that's it for today. It only remains me to wish you a very happy and enjoyable New Year celebration in whatever you are doing this year. Do have a wonderful time and put some thought into what you want to achieve for 2021. But as I said, keep it flexible. Anyway, thanks so much for listening and being part of the journey with me, and I will catch you next time. All the best.